The Blue Ribbon Task Force is perhaps best remembered for the resulting half-cent sales tax increase to improve teachers' salaries in the state. But surveys conducted during the task force showed many teachers wanted a support system to help them adjust from college to running their own classroom. Courtney Henches is the new band and choir director for the Montrose School District. When she struggled to manage a few band students who continued playing their instruments during instructions, her mentor helped her approach the issue differently.
Andrea, when she came and observed me, she was like, "Oh, you've got some demonstrators in the classroom." And I was like, "What?" And she's like, "Yeah, let them play something for you. Let them, you know, if you're trying to teach a concept and they can do it, let them show everybody else how to do it."
While new teachers get support, mentors can learn new skills too. Andrea Harstead is a band director in the Canton School District. She says mentoring Henches helped her gain confidence making public presentations and serving on a school committee. But she also finds it fulfilling to help a new educator. Harstead encourages more established teachers not to keep their knowledge to themselves.
You know, share that information because that's how this profession is going to continue to thrive.
Harstead says while their commitment to the two-year mentorship program ends now, she and Henches plan to continue bouncing ideas off each other as the years go on. This year, more than 430 new teachers and 330 mentors took part in the program across 99 school districts. That's an increase of more than 100 participants since last year. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry in Sioux Falls.